11th Perek of Nagoyim, 9th Mishnah. Amaylam and Apakasa Chavata, Minasol Chavata. If a person is taking threads from one spindle to the other, or some other type of abin to another, where the threads are being twined. So basically, that which is on one spindle, if that side became tummy, the one on the other one is tahor. I mean, a kovid elyon, a kovid tachton, also a thread which is if there's a nega on some of the threads of the one of the upper, some type of frame with threads on it that was used for weaving, on the upper one it's not matama, the threads of the bottom one. Two parts of some type of garment which are also independent pieces, weren't mamish one garment like today's garments. They're considered two separate units, and therefore if one became tamei with tzaras, the other one is not tamei. Nefesh hatzemeh amesechel b'shtiyah oimed, if there was tzaras found in the weaving process, you have the long threads and the horizontal one is thrown and placed in between the upper and lower long ones, and then they're closed over it and they're closing the weaving. So if there was a tzaras found in there, or b'shtiyah oimed, which means that you have part of the garment woven and you have strings sticking out of it that eventually will be woven. So each one of these is metam negoim b'yad. Each one is metam negoim. We'll see in the next Mishnah that even though each one is metam, but the two parts are not necessarily considered one unit. The hainu, if you have a woven part and you have a not woven part, if one is tummy, the other one is not tummy. But at kol panim, each one independently can be mekabel tum tzaras. Shimonayim ashti im hayirotzef metam. If you have only chutim of shti going in one direction, if they're next to one another, then it's metame, even though they were not connected.